Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show, week 156, and we do have a really special guest today. We have the beautiful Veronica Harrison, and she's going to do tarot card readings live on the air. Well, we've never had a tarot card reader before, so it's going to be a new experience for us. And she's been doing the tarot since she was 15 years of age, so I'm sure it's going to be a great show. Anyway, thank you for joining us. This is a waterlogged United Kingdom. We got a month's rain in one evening, and I'm afraid my vegetable plot looks like a paddy field. I thought I was growing rice when I went down there earlier today. Anyway, we'll just connect with Gary over there in the United States and see what it's been like over there for the weather. Hi, Gary.
Hi, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Well, it was rainy here a couple of days ago, and it straightened up today. The sun decided to come out, so it's quite lovely.
Oh,
but anytime you get water from the sky, it's always a gift.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Yes, absolutely.
But 10 people were rescued on a raft at the other side of town. The other side of St. Helens was absolutely flooded,
and many parts of the United Kingdom have been flooded. So it's just a bit too much of a good thing, isn't it, at times?
I dear, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
It's not so much as pennies from heaven as pounds from heaven. Pounds of water, that is.
Well, you got to take it how you get it, how it comes, you know.
Well, that's it.
Well, we do have an exciting show, and I'm really looking forward to talking with Veronica Harrison. She sounds like a lovely individual. And, yeah, you're right. This is exciting. We've never had a tarot reader on the show before. So
no, and we like to feature all different types of therapies and readings, don't we? And,
yes, we do.
You know, so we're looking forward to that. And we've already got a caller on the line. But before we actually bring Veronica on, we're going to play a song she specially requested. She really likes ragtime piano. And so we've got one by Scott Joplin here called Maple Leaf. We'll give it a spin.
I love it too.
Me too. We're mixing everybody up. Enjoyed that.
I love it.
Very
uplifting. I love that stuff.
Yeah, that gets in a good mood, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, right. Well, all the way from Texas, we have Veronica Harrison. So are you there, Veronica? Please welcome her to the show.
I am. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you?
Hey.
Great to have you here, Veronica. And,
thank you.
And you've got your tarot cards there. Would you like to tell us a little bit about tarot card reading?
Sure.
Thanks.
The way that I've used tarot is helping a person to understand maybe like the root cause of a situation that they're going through, and helping a person to change their perspective on the situation. So I found that that by pulling a card, the different symbols on it, they basically kind of help tell a story, and they help to understand a situation, and the cards can act as a tool to access our intuition.
Right, and are you actually tuning in to your higher self when you are using them as a tool to do that?
Yes.
Like tea leaves. Some people use tea leaves as a tool, mm-hmm. or some people use psychometry and, mm-hmm. And other things like that. So it is a tool that you use to tune in to get messages from the higher self and your guides and inspirers. Yeah, so it sounds great.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of get yourself out of your own way and become a hollow bone, as the Indians call it, and allow that light that out through you and out to the world. Great.
Yeah, smashing. So you've been using them since you were 15.
Right.
And did you start using those straight away, or did you do it accidentally? How did you get onto using the tarot cards?
Well, I started to try to read plain cards, and it was a bit too easy. I was looking for something that would be more challenging, because I'm the type of person that's always seeking a challenge in something.
Yeah.
I had heard about the tarot on television, and I found it to be really interesting, but I didn't really know about the internet until like several years ago, and I found the internet to be a really cool tool to not only do research but to connect with people.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant.
All over the place.
All over the planet.
So, yeah, planet, yeah.
Great. Well, we have a caller online. Would you like to take the caller now, or would you like to chat a bit more about tarot reading in general? I mean, for example, how old is it? Do you know?
I know that it's been around for, I think, since the, I want to say, 17th, 18th century, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back a long ways.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. shall we bring the guest online that we've got waiting, the caller? Do you want to do that,
Gary?
Bring the caller on.
I shall. I'll go ahead and do that. And if you got your cards ready, Veronica.
I just wanted to say that there are a few things that I don't read about. Like some of them would be financial, health, or legal matters, because I'm not qualified in those areas. So I just wanted to bring that to those who are listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Well, if you've got your cards ready, Veronica, we'll go ahead and I'd like to go ahead and at this moment take a moment to just invite all callers, anyone who wants to call in for a free little reading with Veronica. Feel free to call in at 213-325-3434. We'll get to our first caller now. And our caller is from the 412 area code, 412.
Gary, you gave the guest call in the wrong number, didn't you? It's 646.
Oh, 646-929-0461. Sorry about that.
And if you're calling from outside America, it's 001-646-929-0461.
I gave the wrong number. My
bad.
Okay.
Sloppy wrist.
412 area code. 412, you're on the air with Veronica and the Healing Fountain. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Veronica also.
Oh, hi, Veronica.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
It's an unusual name as well. I don't hear it very often.
Yeah.
And we've got two on the line.
That's kind of a rare name, yeah. They have two of them. This is really cool.
I was so you don't do finances. Do you do career then? Because, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. Okay, well, about my career, how do you see that flowing or any advice that I need for to make it better?
Okay. So any advice that the tarot has to offer about your career?
Yeah.
All right. The message I'm getting is that you may be feeling like there's kind of a new start in your life. Are you working by yourself?
Well, I have a little something that I've started on the side by myself, yes.
Okay. So maybe you're having to you're having to maybe focus on intention in your life to help you to connect with a sense of being more clear about being aware of a new phase in your life. So in terms of this career situation, I get that maybe you're searching to do something that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to bring things into perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like putting my hobby and mixing it with my actual career educational background. So.
Okay. And also to see it as a way to transform yourself, so the experiences that you bring to the table is possibly what you can use to help other people to understand themselves.
Right, that's
annoying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So being able to emphasize connecting with your intuition and also working on being able to communicate
right.
in a clear sense.
Mm-hmm.
So does that seem to resonate with you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm working on. I'm a therapist, but I am also on the side working on intuitive wellness coaching project. It's online, and I'm working on that on the side and doing a lot of writing articles and blogs. So, but I can't really totally venture off with mixing my therapy degree with this yet because of I need my clinical license, and so I have to continue working under someone. Until I get that license, and then I'll branch off, and I can definitely take off then. But right now, it's just in a baby stage, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So.
Right. Well, I hope that things, you know, I hope that, you know, that you find what you're searching for.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I hope that that reading helped you in finding clarity to your direction.
Yeah,
the direction you wish to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Well, that was a lovely message. Thank you for that, Veronica.
No problem.
Yes, thank you, Veronica.
Okay. Well, we do have a new video by Risa while we're waiting for someone else to call in. So would you like to, shall we play that, Gary?
Sure. We'll go ahead and post a link in the chat room. And what I'd like to do is get everyone to click the link, pull up the player on YouTube, and when you've done that, pause the player, mute the sound. And when you've done that, set up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. Yeah. And John Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will cue us. All in unison. So there's my heart. I'm ready.
There's mine.
Yay.
I'll just dash over to the switchboard and press play on that. I'm going to count you down, though, so that we all press it together and we're synchronized. And for the people who listen on the radio, we do have Rice's soundtrack uploaded to the switchboard. So the people in the chat room can watch the video. And it is the new Goldring radio broadcast by Rice on YouTube. So,
awesome.
I'll count you down. So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. And we may get a few more callers in a minute, Veronica.
A new generation of individuals needs to put down the distractions and begin to work in a way that can manifest a larger project. And that larger project would probably first be a school, an academy, to begin to learn these other ways of being. The current process of education, for instance, is becoming more out of date and or moving into a new state of evolution. There is the energy of knowing what the trends are. And where the work is where the cultural middle class is growing. In that factor, we see that it is truly in the Asia, in the East, as Carl Coleman pointed out overall. What the big story is, what this happening at this moment, is there earthquakes or powerful transitions of government or nations at war, corporations polluting the environment. All of these things have been an occurrence over time in a very big way, that people have always been addicted to the news. They have been cordoned off and following a very limited pathway of consciousness. That pathway has become severely limited on the internet now. It's limited in a way that is hard to first notice, but what is coming about is an individual that is traversing the internet has a very interesting road ahead of them, because we are past the pioneering stage and now it's becoming a machine of sorts. It was different areas. The mechanisms that are behind the internet systems have created a machine consciousness. Deductive reasoning of this machine consciousness is excellent. From the standpoint of being able to relate to a new type of consciousness in this way, here the game of enlightenment is one to be aware of where the stream is going so that we can move with it. The higher technology will become more and more part of our integrated life. The iPhone 5 is a perfect example with the assistant energies and the technologies that it's bringing forth are innovative and transformative. That's why one is sold every 20-some seconds. And it's not being sold in the United States primarily, or Europe. It's being sold all over the world to hit those kind of numbers. These smartphones are birthing of little baby intelligences that will begin to work within the cloud and become conscious of each other. When we're looking at the current state of affairs, it's very hard to see the real picture when you're focusing on minute-by-minute situations. Uranus Pluto square, which we're right in at this moment, is gathering momentum to really bring about the obliteration of the ego, the transformation into higher consciousness, the surrendering to a higher power. That is, that higher power in most instances is your higher self. It is only compromised when an individual surrenders to lesser energy or compromises before the path. The kind of prophetic announcements of astrologers, news watchers, analysts, and forecasters are all following a momentum curve. Either the psychics are feeling the emotion, the forecasters are watching societal trends, the prophets are connecting with higher source intelligence and seeing even a larger picture. The course is set in our own way by our alignment with the energy of bliss. Bliss attaches to the heart center, and bliss is how we move into the consciousness of attraction. In bliss, you're attractive. It moves towards the attraction. When we're in alignment with our own sense of purpose, that sense of purpose is unhindered by cross-current thoughts, cross-current thought forms. From the standpoint of when you get in those cross currents, it causes turbulence. And the turbulence is self-generated. Even though it's self-generated, it doesn't mean it's not any more effective in what part of the self is it being generated from. Our path through life is following a course of enlightenment. It is a course of awakening and wisdom. When we are in effect being distributed into so many different categories, the chaos of losing identity occurs. Identity needs to have a partnership with what it is reaching for, what it desires. That partnership is love as well. It is the binding, bonding force. And on some levels, we look at the bonding force from a standpoint of magnetics. There's bonding force through all the different levels of being. One level of bonding is through the bonding which is economic, which is somewhat of a low level if you take it further down slavery, you know, or if you take it further down bonding to death, to complete connection, you know, the end game. We have this fundamental architecture. The bonding of love has a very deep connection with our soul's purpose. We move on that stream of love. We move up through into the higher frequencies. The origination point is in the void, the mystery, the home from a higher standard of feeling. The current consciousness in the world is made up of people that are affected. Much of the religious beliefs are causing cognitive dissonance. The cognitive dissonance will only result in distortion and static because there is no clear signal that can be heard when there's thoughts that are being produced constantly. When there's a cognitive dissonance where someone believes in an ideal or believes in Jesus or Savior gods or Muhammad, when they are in dissonance with that belief, when they don't fully believe it, they are creating boxes or compartments that create a pattern of distortion, which takes a person off their path because they can't hear the tone or the signal that calls them. From the standpoint of breaking through a consciousness, the game of enlightenment is to break through without any loss of balance. To break through is to basically ascend, to go through an initiation, to go through an experience of knowing yourself. And knowing yourself means to know your abilities. If you were in a sport, you know what your best shot is. If you're in a game, you know what your best hand that you're playing. The rules of the game are to achieve enlightenment. In that pattern is to position yourself in a way that allows you to develop your skill that would lead you to that state of being, which is bliss. It's the feeling. Enlightenment is the consciousness, and bliss is the feeling. The awareness is oneness. That harmony is only developed through fifth dimensional consciousness.
Another caller on the line, so we're going to bring them on now.
And yes, we do.
Caller 661. Where are you calling from, caller 661, and what's your name, please? You're live on air with Veronica. Hello.
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 Oh, it's me.
It's me.
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well,
you?
Thank you. I'm normally 000. You threw me out there.
Oh, right. You're normally Skype calling, but you're calling from 661 this time. And
okay.
She's Vanilla Smile in the chat room for anybody wondering. And have you got a question for Veronica?
My boyfriend's moving to be near me in his boat. I've got to move house soon, and I've got to get a job soon, and I've got lots of changes going on, and I'd just like to hear what the cards have got to say about it, I think.
Oh. Hello, Veronica. Come in. I think she's still there.
Are you there, Veronica? Hello? Maybe she ascended.
Maybe she's taking her cards. I think she's still online. Just one second. Sometimes people drop off. No, she's still on there. Hello, Veronica. Are you there?
I don't know if she has her mic muted or what.
Yeah, I think she might have. She might have forgotten to put her sound back on. I've done it myself.
Oh, I've done whole shows on mute before. Some of my best stuff I've ever said has been on mute.
Me too, I know.
Yeah.
And you can't believe nobody heard it.
I know.
Everything else is just drivel.
some of the most brilliant pontifications that have ever uttered from these lips have been while I was on mute.
Anyway, let's hope Veronica's going to notice them. Are you there, Veronica? Are you still there? It looks like she's online with me, but I can't hear her speaking. Hello? Oh, dear. We'll have to see if we can get her back in a little while, won't we?
Well, we'll give it a try, but we may have to wait a bit for that reading there, Vanilla. But
yeah,
sorry
about that.
Okay,
we'll get her back on.
I'll try calling back in a bit.
Well, either that or just hang on and we'll keep you muted in case we hear from Veronica during
the course
of the show.
In the meantime, we'll just do the candle ceremony. Have you got your candle there?
I've got mine, and I've also got two Indians to rub together to light it. So.
Okay. So if Lindsay's got hers, we'll do the candle ceremony now. Okay?
Okay.
And if we don't hear from Veronica, we'll just continue with Gary's beautiful meditation that he's got lined up for us. Okay.
I'll call the directions too.
Okay. And we'll try and get Veronica back on in a little while. All right, so here we go with the candle ceremony. This is an absolutely live show, as you can tell. And I'm lighting my candle right now. I've already lit my Nag Shampa. And I'm lighting the candle for world peace and for healing for everyone who's in need of any healing to their mind, body, or spirit. We're connecting with the angelic realm and the four directions that Gary is going to call in just a few moments, which means we're connecting with all that is, which means we are all that is.
Oh.
I've lit my Nag Shampa to create positivity and cleanse the atmosphere, ready for Gary to call in the four directions. Thank you, Gary.
Oh. Mitakweapi. Ampe tukile michante eta wo aglake. Naha nampe chiuzapelo. My relatives, today is the day I speak to you from my heart and offer you my hand. O tenkashua te wakantaka na tate uye dopa ahitu wampo. O grandfather, father, great spirit, and four sacred directions, look upon us. And we look to the west and say, weoch peata, wakia oyateki ahitu wampo. And that's O west, thunder being people, look upon us. And we turn clockwise to the north and we say, Waziata Tatanka Oyateki Ahito Wapo. O north, buffalo people, look upon us. We look to the east. We say, Weon Heampa Sinte Sapila Oyateki Ahito Wapo. That's O east, black tailed deer people, look upon us. We look to the south and say, Ito kakata, Wambli oyateki, ahita wapo. That's O south, eagle people, look upon us. We look above our head and we say, Nawakatka, Nawakatka, ahita wapo. That's ever higher, look upon us. We look down at our feet and we say, Namakaina na ushimaka ahitu wapo. That's Mother Earth and Grandmother Earth. Look upon us. Where all these directions come, where they all intersect, is in our heart center, in the very center of our heart. We take the medicine and we intersect it into our heart and we say, Nahochoka Wamligleshka Ahita Wampo. That's the whole center. The spotted eagle, look upon us. Oh, Wachakiapo. That's I'm wishing health and help for us all. And we ended all by saying, Nahecha Tuwalo, Metaku Yeuyasi. It is so indeed. We are all related. Oh. Pilamaya, Opiletanka, thank you. Thank you. So now, find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Take care that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. This allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Close your eyes and realize that in closing them, you're closing off the outside world and your attention naturally turns inward. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. When you breathe in, send the breath to your solar plexus. Expand your stomach. Feel the breath rise upward, flooding your chest, spreading out through your shoulders and neck. And gently push the breath out and relax. Breathe and allow the flow of energy to circulate freely. Feel the breath move into the depths of your being, rise upward, and then out. Breathe and let go. With each breath, a warm, delicious energy flows downward into your shoulders, spreading out through your chest. Breathe and feel the soothing energy cascade down your arms and out through your fingertips. Let the energy cascade downward into your diaphragm, into your hips, a soft current of relaxing energy flows into your thighs and legs. Feel the flow of energy wash through your ankles and feet. Your body is soft and relaxed, supple. Your body is an ocean of energy. With each breath flowing inward and outward like waves rising and falling. Breathe in and feel that the same forces governing the cosmos govern your breath, your heartbeat, and the flows of your life. Following the steady rhythm of your breath, you begin to fall into resonance with the energy rhythms of the earth, the stars, the universe. Feel your connection to the source of all life. Breathe and rest in knowing that infinite love, abundance lives within you, within your mind, within your body, within your heart. All you need to do is let go. And let the power of creation move through you. Allow it to flood through you like a river, bringing new flows of possibility, knowledge, and power. You can transform your life. You can use your mind in ways you've never dreamed possible. All you need to do is relax, breathe slowly and deeply. And as you absorb the power of creation, feel the fresh new energy infuse your cells with vibrancy and light, with hope. Let the innocent, tender memories of hope flow through your body. Allow the feeling to permeate your inner being and allow it to spread outward into your organs, bones, muscles, and cells. Let that hope well up in your heart and travel through your veins. Allow that primal yearning to reopen pathways within you, hidden ancient pathways. Then you find yourself walking along an ancient path, tracing the journey of elders who walked before you. The rich ground beneath your feet is fertile and abundant. Along the left side of the path, a river feeds the wild beauty of the land. The air carries the scent of fresh new possibilities, and it seems that with each step, your body becomes filled with a promise that something wonderful could happen at any moment. Barely hidden behind lush foliage, soft moss, old carved stones mark the pathway, bringing forth the primal power of the wise ones who made this same pilgrimage of the soul so very long ago. You are compelled to move forward. You follow your desire to discover what lays ahead. With each step, you are yearning to arrive at the place that the path is leading. It grows stronger. You breathe in and are struck with the inner knowing that the ancients who walked this path also longed for truth and knowledge. And now you walk this path, listening to the dreams and prayers that reside within your heart. Up ahead in the path, you notice a flowing sapphire blue cloak of a figure disappearing over the hill. Curious, you quicken your pace and begin to follow this mysterious figure. You break from the woods and enter in a clearing. You find yourself in front of a closed gate of a mysterious sanctuary. Stone walls are covered with flowering vines, as you wonder what gifts may await you inside. You are struck with a sense of awe and reverence. You know that there is something valuable here, something deeply personal that will contribute to your life in ways you have never imagined. And with that thought, you spontaneously make the ancient sign of love and respect as the gate swings open. Inside is an exquisite garden. Ancient trees shade the ground, and the air is filled with the fragrance of many colored flowers. On your right, there are three birds with tails dazzling like rainbows. Then you notice, standing next to an old tree, the alchemist awaits you. His eyes sparkle in the morning light. The iridescent blue of his cloak matches the brilliance of his eyes, which gaze into the very heart of your being. No words have been spoken, but you can hear the silent communication of his teachings within you. Mind creates. Thoughts are real. What you truly believe will come to pass.
From the beginning. just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all.
From the beginning. If we go back to the beginning of Lindsay's phone call, we'll try to connect her up with Veronica again. So are you there now, Veronica?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great.
Hi, there you are.
Are you there, Lindsay?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh.
Okay, Lindsay, what question would you have for Veronica? We'll try this again.
Oh, lots of life changes going on. Potential life changes, and I don't know what's going to happen, so I'd like to hear the cards. Yeah.
All right. So you're looking for insight into the thing that you need to know about these changes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the card that I pulled is the Child of Wands, which is the Seeker. So the message I get is that you're seeking understanding in a spiritual sense. So you're possibly having to follow your intuition and exploring what's out there for you. Do you sometimes like to connect with other people?
Yes, I love connecting with other people, but I don't have much opportunity to sometimes.
Mm-hmm. There's also a sense of intuitively being able to learn about your guides and connecting with your own higher self. So the message I get is that you're at a stage where you're kind of having to ask questions about your purpose in your life. And the message I get regarding what you're having to know about these changes is it seems like it's connected to being very spiritually active and being able to meditate, as well as seeing this as a new start. So maybe there's a new phase of your journey that you're on right now. Does that resonate?
Yes, that does. Yes, I've always been very spiritual, and I've sort of lost my way a little bit. So the changes that are happening now, hopefully will help to connect me more to my spirit guides, like you say. Yes, I'm just not sure where it's going.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you seem like you're on that path of finding where things are going now. The message I get is that you're looking to be more empowered. So you're maybe connecting with the part of you that is seeking a way forward in your life. Are there things that you like to do that you're passionate about?
Sorry, that I'm being disconnected from the things that I'm passionate about. Was that or?
Okay. So you. Having to maybe have a chance to reconnect with your passions and your dreams in your life.
Yes, is the card saying I've got an opportunity to reconnect?
Possibility. Maybe connecting with other people, maybe. Are there places in your area that have like spiritual people or like circles? Spiritual circles?
No, not in my area, but my lover is moving to the area very soon, and he's very spiritual. He's a pagan, so he will be taking me to spiritual places.
Okay, cool.
Great. Yeah, so, you may attract others, like-minded thinkers who share your passion, in other words.
Yeah, he's a bit of a nomad. He travels, so maybe I'll be traveling with him then and meeting people that way.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's a possibility.
Well, that sounds good, Lindsay.
It does, doesn't it? Thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Lindsay. It's good to hear your voice again.
It is.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Lindsay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And we have another. I mean, Lindsay is one of the people who goes to Avebury, to the Stone Circles, when I go. And as is Mark Ninja, who's coming on next. Are you there, Mark?
Sorry. Mark, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
there you
I
are.
Can.
Okay.
Hiya.
I just thought I'd call in for a few cards to see if there's any specific guidance, anything that, any message like from the universe that I might need to know at this time, anything that I'm not getting.
All right.
Thanks for that. Veronica's just checking her cards.
Okay.
So I pulled the Woman of Cups, and that's connected with understanding that you possibly have a strong connection to others who are very intuitive. Are you somebody who's an empath? Like,
yeah, I'm
you connect
very much so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You seem like you're seeing what's happening around you in your life. So the message is being able to connect with nature and being happy in the present moment. So you're possibly seeing the things that can unfold for you as you take time to enjoy life and to see what's around you that's very exciting for you. Are you very connected to nature?
I am, yeah. I'm a lot deeply rooted, like with Mother Earth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But sometimes I lose that focus, though, and you know, my thoughts will be wandering elsewhere.
Okay.
Maybe I should work on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a possibility. And there's also the sense of seeing an opportunity for receiving answers maybe at night. So maybe when you sleep, you might receive dreams.
Yeah, I do.
Does that resonate?
Yeah, I've had like premonitions before, and I've had a lot of guidance when I've been like out of body, astral traveling, and I've done a lot of traveling.
Okay. Very cool. So it sounds like that you're trying to connect with other people.
Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing, yeah, in networking all over the world with other like-minded people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, so hopefully things can start to shift on a spiritual level, and that that you can connect more fully to source.
Yeah, I can. How many cards was that? Was that just off the
one
card? Intuition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one.
That's amazing. You get all that from just the one card.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Really good, that.
Yeah. Was that
okay.
A help, Mark?
Yeah, that was really great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Mark.
Okay, and I'll let you get on to the next caller.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Veronica.
All right.
You're welcome.
Are you okay to take another caller?
I am.
Oh, do you want to bring them online, please, Gary?
I'll do that. The next caller is from the 805 area code. And I'll go ahead and bring them on. 805, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? And what question would you have for Veronica?
Let's see. Actually, my name is Mary Gates, and I'm calling from 805.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Mary's our guest in a couple of weeks, aren't you, Mary?
Yes, I know. I'm very excited. I guess my question is, am I going to pass out during the session?
I don't think so.
No, that hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. Only me passes out.
Well, actually, my question is, let's see, I was just wondering, I have a daughter who is a Reiki master, and she's going through some really difficult times right now. And I keep sending her love and healing, and you know, I talk her into releasing her negativity. And I guess my question is her life going to get any easier?
Okay.
Good question.
Really good question, that.
I know it's her free choice, but as her mother, and I love her, I guess I'm just want to make sure I'm going in the right direction with giving her the right information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what you can do to help her, right?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. So I pulled the Man of Cups, which is the surfer.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you may be feeling like that you're kind of having to go with the flow. You're having to maybe focus on the things that are guiding you to help her. Are you a healer?
Yes, I am.
Do you heal holistically?
Yes, I do crystal therapy and angel therapy.
Okay. Oh, so do I. But that'll be for another show, not today.
Right.
Common ground, right there.
Yes.
You're at a point where you're having to help her in a holistic sense, and you're having to really connect with your wisdom of your higher self.
Yes.
The message I get is that you're searching to have courage in your life and to know that everybody's having to, you know, to go through ups and downs, and you're like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
True. And you're having to know that that you're having to take time to process the information that you get intuitively from your guides, and you may be also having to connect with the part of you that is very wise as a person, and the message I get is also maybe being able to brainstorm. Maybe you could write down the messages that you get from your guides and just kind of take things slow and to take an opportunity for helping her as it arises, but taking it in its own time.
Mm-hmm. Right. In other words, don't force any doors open.
Right.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
So basically, go with the flow and then watch for the synchronicities that arise.
Right.
Along the pathway. Right.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's really, thank you. I really appreciate it because that's what I've been doing, and I just wanted to make sure that. So I just got confirmation that what I'm doing is not only helping myself, but it's also helping her. So I'm not, you know, like smothering her. I'm allowing her, you know,
right.
She has her free choice. But when she comes to me, then the information I'm giving her is good information.
Great. Great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you. See you later, Mary.
No, thank
you
so much.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, everybody.
Monday, I think that is Mary Gates. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
And thank you, Veronica.
We've got about 8 minutes left in the show, so we'll move quickly along. We've got two more callers. And the next caller is a Skype caller. So we'll bring the Skype caller on. Skype caller, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 111.
This is Sector. How are you?
Hey, Sector.
Hi,
thanks
Sector.
For talking. What question would you have for Veronica?
Yeah, hi, Veronica. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, we've been trying to sell our home for a couple of months. I was wondering if you're seeing anything in the horizon that would help or see any or have any intuition on what you might see with that.
Okay. So you're trying to sell your home?
Yeah.
All right. So you're asking what you're having to know about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very difficult. It's been a tough road trying to sell the home, and I'm wondering if we're going to see any breaks on this.
All right. So I pulled the Eight of Cups, which is stagnation. So the message I'm getting is maybe right now things aren't really happening in your favor. That you may be feeling like things are kind of at a standstill.
Yep.
Things are kind of moving slow for you. The message I get is that maybe things can start to move quicker, but right now it seems like maybe it's not the right time for things to move quicker yet.
Okay. That's what I was afraid of. All right. Well, thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Sometimes it happens.
Yes, thank you for calling in. And
yeah.
Just keep bear in mind that doldrums do not last forever, so you'll be
nothing
sailing along. Exactly.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. And we have... Thank you for calling, Sector.
Wind. Yeah, thank you very much, Sector.
And we have 5 minutes left and one more caller. We'll go ahead and bring them right on.
Okay.
From the area code 229. 229, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Melvin, hi.
Hi, Melvin.
Thanks for calling. What question would you have for Veronica?
Yes. I had a friend, roommate that was staying with me, and she moved out, and I tried to get her to come back, and we're having some issues with that, and I just want to know how she's going to come back or not.
Okay. Okay, so you're asking what you, what insight that
yes,
you
ma'am.
Need to know about that? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, the card I pulled, is the Tower. And the message I get is that this seems like the situation is intense for you. So, it's maybe that you're having to see what, inner conflict is going on maybe within you. Are you feeling that you may be trying to get her to come back?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I asked her, you know, to forgive me and let's start over and come back because she don't have anywhere to stay. And, so I just want to know if she's going to think about it and call me up and ring my doorbell again.
Okay. You may be having to find an opportunity to be open to what comes your direction. And the message I get is that essentially it would really be up to her if she wanted to.
Right.
But it seems like it's maybe something that you're maybe having a hard time possibly accepting.
Right.
So you're maybe having to work on having to be open to things that come your way and being able to have a chance of moving forward in a spiritual sense. So you're having to trust your intuition and follow the things that you're being guided to follow, even though it may be challenging for you.
Oh, that's a very powerful message there. Sometimes that's the worst message you can get, even though it's challenging
right.
for you. But I'm so sorry we're going to have to cut now because we're going to have to play out with song. And we're going to have to thank everybody for being here. 90 seconds. Thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank
you very
You're
much
welcome.
For calling in.
Thank you, Veronica. Thank you all the callers. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Next week, it's Jane Dawson. And
Yay.
The song I was going to play has completely disappeared off the switchboard, so I'm going to play Time to Say Goodbye, and goodbye and God bless everyone. See you next week.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for coming. I love you
Thanks
all.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, me too. And we're not getting anything playing. Can you press it, Gary? Press a song.
Let me see if I can find it. Here
Half
we go. Time to say goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Yes, come back soon.
L'orizzonte mancante parole Sì, lo so che luce una stanza quando manca il sole Se non ci sei tu con me su Le finestre mostrar tutto il mio cuore che Che ho incontrato per strada
sogno all'orizzonte manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con